opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Woody, thank you. Again, 7 o'clock hour, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, and we'll have more on Dolphins training camp. Rookies report today. I guess they'll be on the field tomorrow. And the good news is, look like everybody stayed out of trouble. We got the whole rookie class back. Can't say that in Cleveland right now and in shape, so they're ready to go for that. And then, of course, the veterans will report next week. And hopefully no drama between now and then with that group. And we can get back out, get a few things figured out, get your second-round pick signed. Still hasn't signed. And then on top of that, try to figure out something with Zach Sealer. It's hard for me to imagine they hardball Zach Sealer and tell him, we're not going to redo your contract. I would just be shocked considering. Now, they had to know this was going to happen. They had to know before they drafted three young defensive tackles in Biggers, Phillips, and Grant. I mean, I can't remember the last time in seven rounds we had three defensive tackles. I can't, and some may move outside a little bit like Zach Sealer, but he's needed more now than ever considering he's got some young, talented, big dudes that just got to get playing time and got to have a guy to lean on. And that guy is Zach Sealer, who gets the most out of what he has every time he plays. A lot of people, was he the MVP last year, Woody? I think he was. I think Zach Sealer ended up MVP. I know I voted for him for MVP.
You get a vote?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, only team vote. It's not like I'm getting some national thing, but.
Yeah, that's still prestigious.
So, now, Woody, Jesus. So, anyway.
Do you really think, though, like, this didn't, like, because it seems like all these things, like, the Dolphins just didn't have it on their radar. Like, they were just shocked by all this. And
there's no
you
way.
But you listen to Mike Florio, no way he's like, could be that Florio's stupid. Like, this is the only team that's dealing with this kind of crap and, you know, trading away your best players in late June and early July.
That was a weird one.
But do you think, like, I could, it seems as though, Joe, like, the optics of it seem like they just, this just popped up, you know, like they didn't know this was coming.
I get it every day. Somebody says, Joe, did they not know Zach Sealer's going to be asking for more money?
Well, it feels that way, doesn't it?
Yes. Did they not think Jonnu Smith was going to be asking for money? You think Mike just coming out saying, I love Jonnu and I hope he comes back. I wasn't going to do it. He wanted to get paid. And I think Zach Sealer, as good a guy he's been, just quietly does his job. Play as durable as can be, he wants to make some more money. Now, he appreciates every dime he gets. That's why he never hold out. He may hold in, though. He may be watching some drills this summer going, what are you guys going to do? And I don't know if they're going to try to put a little power move on him and go, we're not doing it, man. And you're under contract. I know a lot of fans want that, and Zach Sealer is saying, listen, here's the deal. Christian Wilkins, a good friend of mine, and played next to me And we had two, so we had some good years together. Christian Wilkins had, what, 180 or 190 tackles or something crazy for a defensive tackle. Had a ton of tackles for loss, but he had one stat that wasn't good until his last year. And then it was too late. He had 3.5 sacks, I believe, his second to last year here. And the team came out and said, man, we'd love to pay you, but defensive tackles are getting paid off sacks, not the other number. Sacks. Sacks is a sexy get paid number. So Zach Seeler goes, oh, okay. So I'm gonna put up some 10 sacks in back-to-back years. I think I'm the only guy that did it inside in the league. So he wants more money. So far, the team has said, we did that last year and it didn't work out with the guys we gave it to. Didn't work out. Didn't get our money's worth, and they were big contracts, in fairness. I don't think Zach's looking for that kind of money that we're talking about with that whole group from last year. But I am really curious to see how this thing plays out, because I can tell you every day, hey, coach, what's update on Zach Seeler? Hey, coach, what's Zach Seeler going to be doing this camp? Hey, and then Zach Seeler's got to answer the deal. He's a Drew Rosenhaus guy. Or does Zach just... Very seldom you get a guy go, all right, you're right. Okay, I'm under contract. You already gave me one extension. I've outplayed it, but okay. Very seldom a guy does that, right? Guys, hell, we got a receiver in San Francisco right now. 49ers just got hit with, what did I see? Juwan Jennings said, trade me or pay me. Decide what you want to do, man, but I ain't playing with this amount of money you just gave me. It's not enough. I'm now the frontline guy. And I'm like, Jennings? Okay. So now the 49ers have to deal with some of that. So, see, it's kind of a big deal just because of who he's playing with, though, right? And how important he is to this defensive line, especially when you look at the amount of young guys that could be playing this year. Like, that's a position you're really counting on. You know Kenneth Grant's going to play a lot. A lot of people think Jordan Phillips is going to play a lot. And honestly, Zeke Biggers is a big physical guy, too. You'd like to see him get some snaps. And coached by a guy that's really good in Austin Clark. So we'll see how that thing plays out. But, man, it would be nice to go to camp, wouldn't it, Woody? And just have no drama and just talk about, hey, we know what people think of our team. Let's go show them. And everything is football every day. Nothing else. No, we got some guys pouting about their contracts. We got this. We got that. Like last year where we just loaded up contracts at the last second and everybody caved and gave their – and the owner gave money to everybody.
Yeah, and it didn't work out so well.
It didn't
work
out at all. Oh, by the way, I'm not – I get Stephen Ross. When we saw free agency, I went, ooh, boy, it's a go-on-the-cheap free agent class coming in here.
So what happens with Seeler then? If you were betting today, what ends up happening there?
Woody, it's a great question. I was afraid you were going to ask me that.
Well, you got caught by surprise just like the Dolphins?
No. I'm looking
it
at
it. It does,
the
by the way. I'm just telling you, man, the optics of the whole thing, it feels like they just got caught off guard by everything that's happened in the last few weeks or so. Going back to like the Jalen Ramsey thing.
It would be
It just feels
talk.
Like they
it
got caught absolutely off pile. Guard.
But they've got to understand, and they had to know, when guys 29, 28, 29 years old don't think they've outplayed their contracts, they want a new one. And Zach Seeler's one of those guys. And Jonnu Smith said, I ain't playing for, what was it? I forgot the amount now. Was it $4 million? I think it was. $4.2 million, whatever. He goes, hey, I ain't playing second year of this contract after year I had. I don't care what the problem was, the offense. You use me a lot. So that's where you are, man. And I understand what he would have looked like, but it's hard for me to imagine somebody didn't go, hey, this guy's had a good year. This guy was our MVP of the team. He's going to want more money. His buddy Christian Wilkins has told him everything about, you know, this whole situation and how important the sack is. That's the number.
I mean, I assume they're going to take care of Zach right before the camp kicks off, right?
I'm leaning that way.
Or do they let him hold in a few days and just kind of drag it out? But
I thought they were going to throw a little money in for Jonnu Smith, so I was wrong.
Yeah. But in fairness, I think they did well on the Jonnu Smith trade situation.
Yeah, no, I
agree. They did okay with that because, you know, Ramsey was essentially a throwaway, and you did get a good player back. So, like, I'm not going to hate on him for that one, Joe, because I also think Jonnu Smith's role would have been significantly less this year.
If the game on the outside is going the way it should.
Yeah, and the only way his role would have been big is if this thing was a mess like it was last year, right?
You don't want to pay one guy $30 million, another guy $28 million on the outside, and the guy $4 million is your number one receiver. Mm-hmm. No, that's not. To your point, yes. That's not the way you want this thing to be set up. I agree. It would have been less, for sure. I wasn't expecting Jonnu Smith to catch 80-something footballs again this year with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, who they got to get going. And I think that's one of the reasons Mike McDaniel not only has Bevel and Frank Smith, but also Bobby Slowick on this staff. Help me find ways. What am I missing as a head coach? Help me find ways and create ways to get those guys open, because everybody's kind of figured out what I like to do. Help me and tell me what we can do better. And so we got more coordinators. Bevel, Smith, Slowick all got coordinated. I've never seen so many coordinators on offense as this team has right now. So Mike's got a lot of help with a lot of experience with a lot of guys, and we'll see what that looks like with everything. And by the way, you know what the big test is really going to be? I'm glad you brought that up, with Jonnu and Jalen Ramsey and now Minka on the other side for us. Really going to see how they all play, right, this year, Woody? Right? And part of it, how everybody's going to play. I'm going to be watching to see how Jalen Ramsey plays.
Yes.
I'm going to be waiting to see how many football. Jonnu Smith's not the number one tight end on that team. They got a pretty damn good guy on that team.
Yes, they do.
And then Minka Fitzpatrick, who had pretty much empty numbers last year besides his leadership, he's got to get back to being a ball hawk. He's
I don't
gotta
think
be
the
Jonnu
Smith
plays.
Loss, I don't think it'll be that big, Joe. By the way, someone helped us out with this yesterday. I remember because you were asking me what Omar's craziest take was, and he said that there would be no drop-off Jonnu to Darren Waller. So you got that guy, so we should just be good, right?
Well, yeah, if that's the case. I always feel better with a guy that's coming off 88 catches versus a guy that's coming off a year off in his
30s.
He's
rested, though.
If he got his passion back, okay. That was one I never saw coming. And I know Frank Smith's got a great relationship from when we're there together, and Frank coached him with the Raiders. But that was one that I don't think anybody on this team saw coming. And by the way, a Drew Rosenhaus guy, which I didn't know either. Anyway, hey, Woody.
The Pittsburgh thing's interesting, by the way, because I'm not really with you on that one. I know you don't think they're going to be very good. I think they're a team that the Dolphins should be competing with for record, though, but I don't know. It seems like that Pittsburgh team's going to be pretty tough.
I don't know, but all of a sudden, that Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one.
It's got a lot of narratives on it, doesn't it?
You love that word.
Boy, that's a narrative game, man. That's middle of
in
December,
more ways than one, yeah.
On the road, the trade in the middle of it. I mean, come on, man. You can't do any better than that.
That'll
give all our fans. And by the way, what's the chance we had the same record when we played each other? Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be – we're fighting for a playoff. You can't. I mean, that's going to happen. That's got to happen. That's got to be part of it. Give all the fans and media something to yap about. All of a sudden, that game became kind of top-notch. With kind of weird too, man, what Pittsburgh did late to try to add all these guys to their team. Cornerback and tight end, wide receiver. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about hurricane season. No, nobody likes to hear about hurricane season. You never know, though. You know, if you've lived down here a long time, We've had a couple of bad boys come through here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. That's all I'm telling you. You got a leaky roof. I know how this works. You can replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. If that sounds good to you, and you're instead of saving up your money and going, I'm just trying to make it through one more year, trying to do it one more year without those Impact windows and doors and that new roof that I really need. Well, don't do that. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional staff ready to answer all your questions and get started covering all of South Florida. Loctite Impact, ready for you.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. A lot of stuff going on, and just football season just about ready to start up. And next week, ACC meetings will be taking place. Woody's going to be in Carolina for those, and we'll have a chance to get caught up with some of the Miami Hurricanes, I believe, on Tuesday. Is that right, Woody? Tuesday?
That is correct, Joe, but everyone's going to be, I think, focused on the comedy show on Thursday.
Yeah, but, I mean, I agree.
God, is that weird.
You know, it's so funny. Clemson's got a good team, and I'm sure they'll be – talking. A lot of people love the Clemson quarterback, and
yeah, but like Miami, Clemson, like those are the good football teams, but everyone likes a good clown show, right?
Well, it's Belichick coming back, the whole thing.
The circus is coming to town on Thursday.
I don't know if it's a clown show. I mean, before we get to the
23-year-old
girlfriend, it's just this whole thing with Belichick is one of the weirdest stories that we've ever had. I can't even imagine the guys that played for him. Like, all of a sudden, I mean, we've seen coaches, you know, get divorced or lose their wives and get remarried or get girlfriends. We've just never seen 50 years apart and one so involved in his life. So, and this is one of the guys that was just, he was drama free, man. He just do your job, and he didn't like anything that was a distraction. Nothing with a distraction. He'd find a guy for, you know, anything. And now he's become, I mean, this started with this book tour, really, and it just has been a disaster. It is a weird story. And listen, it's great for college football. You'd agree with that, right? That Belichick's coaching, one of the great coaches and 300-win coach in the NFL.
I mean, I think college football will be fine without him. Like, I don't think he'd need him.
Oh, my God, Woody.
It's a funny story.
You don't think Belichick's good
for coming back? It's more of a comedy story than anything, right? Because his team's probably not going to be very good. He's kind of an embarrassment with the whole the interviews and the girlfriend running his life. And I don't know. I think it's more of a sideshow than it is a great story.
He's not going to admit that that's going on. He's trying to get people out in front to go, hey, Bill runs the show. Bill's got his own people.
Well, that's why we're going to try to get him on the show so he can come clean to you, because you'll get the truth out of him.
I don't know, man. if he is good.
You're going to ask him if he comes on, will you ask him? Are you going to ask him about the girl or the Shula record first? What would you hit him? What would you hit him with first?
I'd hit him with the Shula thing first. Like, you know, we all think to go with everything on your resume, you'd like to be the winningest coach.
Now, if they ask you specifically not to mention the girlfriend, will you still do it?
That's a good question.
Because I double dog dare you to do it if they say no. We'll see if you have the guts.
You'll have to go, he promised he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
If you say he's going to ask, then they won't do it.
Well, luckily, you won't be facing him. I'll be sitting in front of him.
No, you'll be the one that looks like
Yeah.
You knew he was going to do that. Yeah.
I say, sorry, man, you know. What can you do? Why don't you go keep cheating and trying to win some college football games?
Woody, I got to tell you, man, that job, I know his thing was, we're selling kids on, I know how to get guys in the NFL. It's been my life. And I'm going, Bill, you better have a lot of money with that. They do want to get the NFL, but they want to get paid in college now, too. And do you have any idea in your mid-70s what you're dealing with? This is a different animal. This is why your buddy. And you know he talked to Nick Saban about this. He and Saban are tight. Saban runs out of the game to get out of it because of all these changes, and Belichick takes a job at North Carolina? It's a weird one. And then on top of that, I got a new girlfriend. Stupid-ass pictures out there on down on the beach. His girl up on his legs.
Yeah, those pictures are ridiculous.
Picture.
And you don't think this is a clown show? Come on, man.
I don't think it.
It's hilarious.
I got news for you. They're going to be on national TV a lot.
Yeah.
Even if his team is.
Where does she sit? Is she going to sit in a booth somewhere?
I don't know.
So they can show her like Taylor Swift after every touchdown?
Yeah, she's going to get Taylor Swift everywhere she is. Every time they show a shot of Bill, they're going to show a shot of her.
Hopefully his team is just terrible so that we don't have to
You don't think she's very good looking.
Think that she's just the overall total package grosses me out.
Because the way she acts.
The way she acts, I think the fact that she's attracted to very, very old guys. You know,
there's a lot of women out there that love older men.
Well, I think older men are more attractive.
There's a lot of.
We're going to find out a few years down the road that thing changed up a little bit. And Bill's going to have some unhappy kids and a very happy young girlfriend or wife at that point, whatever she ends up being to him.
Oh, my God. So you've already got to get married, and then the fight, and the kids refuse to talk to her, and there's a court battle going on that the will was changed. And
he's got a lot of money, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I think he said he made $200 million as a coach.
Yeah. Well, she's only got a couple of real estate properties off of him so far. So
Bill Belichick made a lot of money. He should have. I mean, he's the best coach for a long, long time.
We'll see how long she's able to wait him out for.
Well, if she got those new rental properties, I think she's doing just fine. She got off to a good start.
Could always be doing better, though.
By the way, how did his family take that? How did those boys and and his daughters take that when they found out. She got a little early jump there with a little help. You know what they think. They think she is totally in it for the money. So, there is no question.
Texas
there
said
is
leave,
no question she's not a favorite of the family.
Leave Blue Chew Bill alone, someone said.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They don't have North Carolina on the schedule, do they?
No.
Miami?
I wish.
Listen, Miami's got – does Miami play Georgia Tech? Let's talk about that one. Jesus, that's all of a sudden. We can't win that game. Can we – we got Georgia Tech this year?
Those are the games, yes. Those are the games we do have to get over the hump, yes.
Yeah. Those
the schedule actually does get a little trickier towards the end. You do have some tricky conference games at the end of this thing. And obviously it starts – you have a brutal start, right? Notre Dame, Florida in there to start the season.
I don't call it a brutal start. I call it a great start, man. That's what you want.
Well, brutal from a strength of schedule standpoint. Oh. Not that Notre Dame game all alone on a Sunday night there is not going to be – I mean, that's good for business.
Yes.
But you have two very tough games to finish the season at Vautech and at
Gators.
Pitt.
Florida Gators down here? Come on, man.
It's great.
Look for games like this. This used to be the old Canes. This is good.
They don't leave Florida until November.
Yeah. All right, listen, Woody.
You have three difficult conference road games, though, Joe. At SMU and then the two at the end. At Vautech, at Pitt. Those are the three tricky ones. That's the hump you have to get over right there.
I think you need to be real careful before you start saying that stuff. I just mentioned Georgia Tech. You need to – Georgia Tech's beaten you 2 years in a row.
They're not on the schedule this year.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, see
what – but SMU's going to be good, I would assume, right?
Who?
SMU.
Yeah.
They'll be good.
He's got a good program.
Virginia Tech's always tough, and Pittsburgh's always tough. So there you go.
By the way, SMU's got a lot of money. Yes, they're going to be good. That guy's done a hell of a job, too.
You got Louisville, Syracuse, and NC State here.
All right.
Louisville's been tough. Syracuse obviously been tough.
Let's wait. Let's wait and see what happens in week one where they are. Boy, that's
I think they have the talent to do it this year though, man. Don't you?
Yes, they got talent. They have the talent, yes. Just gotta win the game. Gotta win. Hey, we gotta go to break. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler for a long, long time. 35 years, maybe more. With Beverly's Jewelers, man, Jeff and Amanda, I can't say enough about them. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, you name it. I'm at Beverly's Jewelers. All the big holidays, I go to Beverly's Jewelers. And I want to let you know, when it comes to the diamond, a diamond engagement ring, they got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes. You can get larger sizes available at similar savings. But hurry, this deal's for a limited time. Plus, I want to let you know, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. I trust Beverly's Jewelers for a long time, like I said. I tell everybody, go up to the big showroom in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. Or you can go, you know, to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers really got you covered. Got a gift for everybody for a special occasion. And a big I love you. It really is Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
By the way, Joe, I don't think we're making any friends this morning on the text line here, but...
About what?
Apparently, this Dolphins thing's got people riled up.
What part?
The part about being mediocre. And I'm not buying this whole Tua and 2023 thing that you were selling this morning.
What's the 2023?
But it's great that he led the league in passing. People keep hitting me with that stat, but and you have to actually look at the numbers and when he got the numbers and all that stuff. But I guess we have plenty of time to get.
Can he just play 17 games for us? See if he plays seven. By the way, he doesn't play 17. Then all bets are off. You're exactly right, Woody, and I'm just telling you, and you can hold me to this. That's it. No, sorry, can't trust you. I need 17 games. You're out. You're out of time. You need to play 17 games.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we agree with that?
Well, here's a guy who might not play 17 games, Joe. 76ers Paul George undergoes arthroscopic knee surgery. Procedure on his left knee Monday. That was to treat an injury he suffered during a recent workout. And that thing just has not worked out very well. He is entering, the second year of a four-year, $212 million contract he signed with Philly.
Paul George. Isn't Paul George part of that trade with gave Oklahoma City the MVP?
Mm-hmm. Paul George bounced around everywhere, man.
How good.
Remember how good he was when Indiana was playing down here when the Big Three was here?
How good is Oklahoma City general manager?
Nah, they've done well. They locked everyone down.
How good is that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul George, though, he looked like he was going to be a superstar when he was taking it to those Heat teams. I mean, he was the best player on that Indiana team. He was special, but I don't know, man.
Is Paul George the one that met his
Yes.
It's not him that met
yes,
the
I
wife
think
down
the stripper thing, yes. Yes, I think
What's
so.
What's the name of that club? Which club is that? That's the one that Omar goes to.
I don't know which one.
It has the great
Tootsies?
Tootsies.
Yeah. You know that.
I used to sit outside waiting for those girls to come out and see what they look like. That was me.
Do they even have
strip
clubs up
there? That was me at 4:30 in the morning.
In the Ville area, do they even have any strip clubs up there?
No. My town is run down, but no.
It's dry out there, huh?
No.
What if you opened one? That could be your venture into the business.
That's just what I need, Woody.
All right. You brought up Nick Saban earlier, Joe, and I don't know if you saw this, but some rumors started flying around here about Saban potentially returning to coaching here. And this is going to be the big story now, right, in college football. The teams that, I don't know, I was driving in this morning. I heard the guy talking about Michigan. If they have a bad year, they'll just write the blank check to Saban, whatever it is that he wants, right?
I saw that with Saban. Isn't he done? He's done everything there is to do.
I don't know, man. Then you get the itch again?
He's not. Did somebody write he might try the NFL? Don't do that.
Well, they think that scumbag from LSU could end up getting canned, Brian Kelly.
And he'd go back to LSU?
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting one. They take him right back. There's no question about it.
How about that mutant comes out and we hear that he's, you know, shelling out $1 million for NIL of his own money, right? But and when you do it in high school, that's no good, right?
Oh, God. Our whole system is so messed up. By the way, if you're upset with Teddy, don't just leave me alone. Stay away from me. I got no problem with what. Matter of fact, trying to get a hold of Teddy to tell him how proud I am of what he did. He didn't try to hide it. Posted on Facebook. Good for Teddy. Said, hey, man. Well, they go, what are you suspending me for? Like, I don't work for the school. I'm doing this because I love my school where I went to high school, but doing this with my own money.
Should be a story we're celebrating.
Same thing everybody else is doing. If guys need a ride home, you don't think high school coaches are babysitters? And then on top of that, now with the transfer portal, you guys are the ones, the state of Florida, that approved this. That approved this free-for-all. This transfer as many times you want in high school. Hell, you can transfer 3 times a year if you want. This is what you get. You got guys coming from 40, 50 minutes away to go to high school. And they have no money. So how do you think they're getting to school? And you, what do you think? They're not getting some help, including some food at school? Man, we better wake up. What Teddy did, he just took responsibility for with Uber and pregame meals and all the other stuff he's picking up. You're not paying him to go to strip clubs. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
What if it's your strip club that you open up out there?
Will you stop?
Will you pick up the bill for that for everyone?
What's wrong with you?
I think you do a good job managing it.
With what?
To be honest.
Hanging out in the front of the strip club? Try Bambi tonight. You're really going to like her. What a dance she does.
You greet people, so you know, find them a table.
Okay. Then I tell them, try our buffet. It's called the Omar Buffet. You'll love it. It's the best. What was that stuff he used to say, the lobsters?
Fried lobster, I think he likes.
Fried lobster.
I've never had fried lobster, but he seems
at a strip club? No, I haven't.
I've never eaten at a strip club, ever.
That's not why people usually go, but Omar does.
I'm not.
Omar claims his wives
you.
Used to like to go there too.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but and I've been to plenty of them. I've never been offered a food menu at one.
I got to tell you, I've never heard. And there's a lot of you out there that claim your wife goes with you to strip clubs.
No, those people exist, man. I don't get it, but
I don't have one of those wives.
No, I don't either.
Hey, honey, you know, tonight, I know we were talking about going to a nice dinner. Would you mind if we go to Tootsie's and just hang out? And matter of fact, can you take me to a VIP room? I've been hearing about VIP rooms. I'd love to get up there and see what goes on.
Well, when you put it like that, I mean.
Hey, you're really cute. I see my husband kind of looking at you. Could you do a little dance for us right here in front of us?
By the way, I do appreciate people sending in names of the potential strip club. Someone says the Desert Rose has a nice ring to it.
I like that. That had a Nevada feel to it when you just said that. I feel like it was in Reno, which I was just at.
Well, if you open up an establishment in Reno, I guess you could really go all in, right? You go like the Lamar Odom type place.
Oh, that's not funny. That combination. What was that combination he did that damn near killed him?
I think that was like Viagra and some other stuff.
Cocaine?
Cocktail, perhaps.
I don't know. Or what it was.
I think that for the Viagra was...
All I know is anything with cocaine usually doesn't have a good ending.
No?
I'm telling you that firsthand. No, that's usually not great. Anyway, what else you got, Woody?
All right, Joe, we talk a lot about college football here. We got a new SEC docuseries that is going to premiere on August the 5th. It is called SEC Football Any Given Saturday. It is a new show from the producers of Drive to Survive and Full Swing. Will offer fans an exclusive look at key matchups throughout the 2024 SEC season, allow them to witness the unparalleled pressure, commitment, and raw emotion it takes to be a D1 football player in college football's leading conference.
I really dislike Greg Sankey. I really dislike that commissioner.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Well, it's my job to get up here and Big Ten, and we have a disagreement, but we'll work something out. I think we need 16 teams. the last four can just go to the SEC. We just get those spots. Our conference, okay.
Yeah.
Let's guys just play each other, and whoever wins the national champion. What else? What else you got, Woody?
All right, and our last one here, Joe. The memorabilia business continues to boom here as Heritage Auctions, again, a record start to the year for them. They generated a record $962 million in sales
for
the first 6 months of 2025.
Wow.
They did $1.86 billion last year.
Wow.
They are on pace for a record-setting year, though, once again. If you do the math on that, it is it would be slightly more than that.
Damn, Woody.
I know, man.
That's crazy.
You got to start going through your stuff, man. No better time than now.
Oh, man. That's my kids' stuff. So I'm my kids and my grandkids. I hate to go through it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I always wonder.
Plus, whatever they don't take, you said I could have, so.
All right, I told them anything. I'm guessing when I'm gone, Woody, if you want a lot of that stuff, nobody's going to want it, so I'll give it to you.
I'm going to be like Belichick's girlfriend. I'm going to rework the will so I get your memorabilia.
You're a bad guy today. You're just a bad guy.
All right, you want some good news. Speaking of the collecting world, Joe, by the way, you missed this last week when you were gone. There was a knife fight over some Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was out in California, like by you. Someone cut the line. They're waiting for these Pokemon cards are the hottest thing going right now, by the way, out of all of this stuff.
So you're saying somebody cut in line?
Someone cut the line and they got the knife.
Oh.
They just got stabbed. Apparently that's what happens when you cut the line for Pokemon cards. But these are like, again, these are the hottest things going right now. And the Marlins, Joe, on Friday, July 18th, that is this Friday, they're going to have Pokemon Go night. You get a T-shirt with a ticket package, interactive game experience, all that coming up on Friday here for the Marlins.
Wow, that's right off the All-Star break. That's great. Yeah. They're going to be back home, been on the road.
It's also Dollar Dog Night.
How about their 19-10 the last month between June 13th and July 13th?
They're in the hunt, bro.
Yeah. Well, listen. They're
in the hunt.
Fighting. Our boy Kyle Stowers hopefully get a chance to play a little bit tonight.
You want a couple more of these for the weekend?
Yeah.
All right, we got Beer Fest on Saturday.
All right.
With Colombian Heritage Celebration.
Love it.
So we got that going on. It'll also be City Connect Saturday. So Marlins will wear those sweet uniforms.
Those are uniforms. Nice. I do like those.
And then Sunday, Joe, here we go for the kids. You get a rooster plush, the Miami Rooster plush. You know they do the rooster race?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you get the little plush there for the first 5,000 kids. It's also a 4 for $44 deal going on as well, presented by Pepsi. 4 game tickets, 4 dogs, 4 sodas.
Best deal they have.
4 small popcorns, yes.
Best deal they have right there. I mean, listen, the marketing department can't say enough about what they're doing. And they realize they have to do it, but they're making it where the kids are going, hey, let's go. I like this. Let's do it.
It's the best deal in live entertainment we have going, Joe. I spent more than that for 2 movie tickets to see that F1 movie.
That's what you get for going. All right, good.
Those damn movie tickets are expensive, man.
Yes, they are. Well, I haven't been to a movie in a long time.
Jeez. There's been a lot of advances in the movie game, apparently. They got like IMAX, 4D, laser, something or other. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's like 8 different versions of the movie you can watch.
Well, we've got Kyle Krabs coming up. Kyle going to join us at 8 o'clock?
He is. How's he doing with this Dolphin stuff?
It's a good – he's usually really
– he is usually
really
positive. Yeah.
He's usually pretty good. He's pretty good about everything. We'll talk to him about that. That's a great way to start with Kyle as we start to look at this whole thing. I'm curious what his take on now that they've tightened up on the money, do they go, hey, we got to take care of Zach. We got to do something with Zach Seeler. Do they go hardline on him? I don't know. I have no idea. Want him happy. What else you have?
A couple more, if you don't mind, Joe. Harold's Honey?
I don't know. I don't like that.
The Bangy Dangy?
I like that. Oh, that's good. You go Bangy Dangy, you get a – the quality of the girl doesn't have to be as good. Hey, Bangy Dangy, it's just got kind of a country feel to it. I like that.
Here's
the Bangy Dangy.
I'm fortunate to
have a lady. We got the Bangy Dangy dance.
This guy says, I'm fortunate to have a lady that also enjoys the strip club. There you go.
I knew that. There's always got to be some guy that brags that his girl likes going to strip clubs.
That seems like something you should brag about, though.
I want some guy to come up to me when you see me out at a football game or out. Don't do it in front of my wife, but if you see me off the side a little bit, I want you to tell me, hey, I'm one of those guys that wife likes to go to a strip club with me.
Maybe
I just
want
to know.
Maybe they should do it in front of your wife, though, so you could be like, turn around and be like, see?
No, I'm not doing that.
No? You don't think you'd be able to sell her on it?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Nope. But I do know somebody that girl likes to go with them, and I always crack up.
Who's that?
I'm not saying.
No.
No way. No way I'm saying. I'm not giving up anybody.
Can we guess?
Know.
Can we all guess?
No, we're not doing that. You know what? You're really a bad guy. I think you're a good guy, but you're really a bad, bad guy. All right, Kyle Krabs. I don't even know if he likes you, but we're going to have him coming up here, and we're going to talk about the Dolphins a little bit. Hey, man, want to talk about something pretty serious, and it's when something hits you real hard in life, and it happens to a lot of guys going through things are going great, and all of a sudden you go through some tough times, and you hit depression, and anxiety kicks in, and you can't sleep, and you're a mess, and your life just seems like it's just out of control. Maybe you're drinking, and it's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're human, man. I think a lot of guys through the years, I know I've been on my highs and my lows a few times through life, and Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale is a great way to go for you if you're going through it right now. These folks get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care, they do it all. Whatever it takes to help you get back on your feet. Most insurance accepted, need a reset. Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.